Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is Tuesday, July, what is today? July 12th in the year of the Lord, 2022. Yeah, I just kind of like saying that these days, just to make sure everybody understand who's the boss. You know, apparently Klaus Schwab and the boys, the big bankers, hadn't heard the good word. Yeah, that the king has been selected. The king is sitting on the throne. The king has purchased the cosmos and converted it and made it his. Apparently, they didn't get the message. They keep thinking something else. They're gonna whoop up a new world order, man. They're gonna whoop it up and create it up and start controlling the weather, controlling the rotation of the Earth, the circulation, the orbit of the Earth and the Moon, and they're gonna start. They're going to start regulating, you know, the temperature, the clouds, the everything. I think they're going to start directing the direction of the Milky Way galaxy that we're in. And they may be planning on steering it into Alpha Centauri or maybe Andromeda. I think they want to kind of have the two galaxies come together, you know, the Milky Way and Andromeda. I mean, these guys are really smart. I mean, really, really smart. And they're going to figure out how to do this so we'll be safe. And in the meantime, of course, they want you to take some injections, you know, because, you know, this flu stuff can be really terrible. And you need some shots, and you need them about every 6 months, really, maybe more, you know, starting at birth, you know, get your shot to alter your DNA. You don't want that God-created stuff that's all broke down, doesn't work. You want a tweaked, a science lab tweaked DNA. And will protect you from the flu. And I mean, really, come on, give us a break out here. You know, how stupid is the public gonna stay with this stuff? These people don't know crap about anything. They don't. They flat don't know anything. They're ignorant people. What they are is ignorant people with a lot of money and power. Yeah, I mean, it's like a demented king. You know, just because you have money and nice clothes doesn't make you anything. Well, this is what it all amounts to. People with very little knowledge of anything. Even if you had all the knowledge a human could get, you think you could control the weather, the rotation of the Earth, the axis the Earth is on? You really want to be playing with that kind of stuff? Weather? I mean, surely they're going to think of that next. If you really want to control the weather, let's tilt the axis a little more. Yeah, there you go. Now you're going to start getting some weather changes. Have they tilted the axis yet? No, I don't think so. Maybe they ought to put some jets on part of it, you know, so they can crank those up, get enough nuclear powered jets on several places on the Earth. Maybe they could tilt it a little more, and then tilt it back, you know, just kind of, you know, jack around with the axis. Of course, you don't want to jack around with it too much. You might jack it out of its orbit. Now we're going to really get some climate change. Is that what these people, I hate to say, using the word people a little loosely, is that what these things, Krauss Schwab and the things, really want? They want a reset. They want an ecological and economical reset. Well, who said we need that stuff? And this is this COVID-19 is supposed to be a special window, a temporary window. Won't last long. To set a new economical or economic reset of the whole system. Well, you know, that's nothing but banker talk. I'm sorry, that's just banker talk. What the bankers really want to do, what is it the bankers really, why don't they just tell you what they want? I'll tell you what they want. They want to foreclose on your property. They've already stolen it from you, and they've already put a lien on it. And everybody's dumb enough to go along with it, and they went along with it. And they're going along with the lien on the property, and they're paying rent every year to stay in their homes. They're paying rent every year to own their business. They're paying rent every year to have their tools. What's with the rentals crap? Does the government own your house? Does the government own your business? Do you need to rent that from them? How did they get hold of that stuff? By deception. It's criminal activity. It's criminal deception. That's exactly what it is. So what are we talking about these bankers here? What are these bankers? There's another name for it. Criminal deceivers. Now, see what has happened here is they've stolen all of our wealth here in America. They stole it. They deceived the nation. They deceived the owners and stole their stuff. Now, they're just not happy with that. They can't be, you know, and they set up a system. The system is what stole it. The system sets up a thing of credit, and they no longer loan money. These banks don't loan money; they loan credit. It's not like people come and deposit their money, and then they take some of that money and loan it out to people, and they go use it, and then they pay that money back with interest. That's not how bank works. A bank takes all your money, and doesn't give you anything back. And then if you want to borrow something, it creates credit out of thin air and doesn't loan any money back out. A bank is a one-way street. It doesn't come and go. It goes in and never comes out. So what is it? It's a suction pump. Modern banking in America is nothing more than hooking up a giant suction pump to the American people and sucking everything out of them. That's what it is. That's what the stock market is too, because that's all controlled and run too. So you got two pumps on America, the banks and the stock market, and they're just pumping. They've pumped it dry. That's the whole problem. That's what they're upset about. They've pumped it dry now. What can they use us for? Now we're just a liability. We're not income producers. We're not wealth producers to the bankers. What we are now are liabilities, what they call the useless eaters. Well, now's the time for the big reset. Sure, now that they've stolen all the wealth, and they really can't, in fact, they really can't maintain the criminal system they built, because the wheels are coming off of that, because they can't interact with other nations as well with the system they have now. They've got to tweak a new contract with all these new these other countries to get something that other countries will accept from these bankers in America, because they know that the thing doesn't work anymore. They've already stolen all the wealth out of it. This thing is this. It's just incredible what they've done with it. And we truly need a new reset. There's no doubt about that. And what would that be? What would that reset be? It would be to establish new lawful government with a new lawful economy based on real lawful money. It would be a repudiation of the debt, of the existing American debt, to repudiate it, to deny it. It was established, it was based on criminal activity, it was deception and fraud. And deception and fraud have no lawful foundation. It cannot be enforced. You can't enforce a fraudulent contract or even a fraudulent debt. So what is that? What do the American people really, really owe? They owe absolutely nothing, because they have been stolen from and deceived and defrauded out of their wealth. They have every right to freeze all the assets of these bankers in the nation, in the United States. Freeze them solid. Empty them out, take everything, and create lawful currency in America. And just tell those bankers, sorry, you're out, cat. No deal. You're nothing. Hit the road. You have nothing here. We're taking it. We're seizing it. You can't operate here. And start afresh with a new constitution, a new currency, new lawful government with new lawful currency, new lawful economy, because that's what lawful economy is. You can't have a lawful economy with fraudulent currency that sucks the value out of the country, sucks it out of the people. That's not lawful. Well, who came up with that theory of economics? What genius thought of that? Do you study that in school? Is that the one they teach you? This is a really good, honest way to make a living here? No, that's totally dishonest and deceptive and fraudulent. And every bit of this was done in violation of the United States Constitution. Every bit of it. Totally unlawful, unconstitutional. I mean, it's a mob of gangsters. We're dealing with a mob of gangsters, and guess who runs the nation's capital, and the elections and the whole thing. It's all this same fraudulent bunch of gangsters. And what they're trying to do is maintain authority over the people, which they've lost a long time ago. Because you don't maintain authority by just having elections and wearing uniforms and badges and robes. It's only one way you can maintain authority to operate and act for the American people. And that is to be at all times in complete conformity to the Constitution that created your authority. Every term of it. Not just some of them. Oh, here, looky, we're still in conform to this one. Yeah, well, no, here's one. Looky here. We still we have a State of the Union address, at least we call it that. Is it okay? You mean all it takes is one thing left that they haven't trampled, altered by law without amendment, and that's lawful government? It's just the other way around, folks. All it takes is one provision to be altered by law without amendment, and you have dissolved unlawful, tyrannical government that you have every right to resist in every way and to create a new one to put in its place. That's just the fact. If you don't believe, I'm not making this stuff up. The very one that wrote the book that our nation was founded on has that same stuff in it. All our forefathers, all the founders knew these principles I'm talking about. They were published 100 years before the ratification of the United States Constitution. And all the American forefathers knew this material. They had all read it multiple times. The words of John Locke were used so often, nobody even bothered to credit to who they came from. Everybody talking knew who they came from. John Locke, Second Treatise of Government. Well, brother, and you know, that's the boy, you talk about something they don't teach in public school. It's that stuff right there. Why? Because they know that the students would immediately learn in a matter of 2 or 3 months that our country is totally dissolved and unlawful. And the means of paying for their public education is unlawful. The very means of teaching people how, teaching the citizen how to defend their life, liberty, and possessions would be immediately, they would immediately find out that it's already, that they've lost their property in the means of paying for how to learn how to defend it. That's called the greatest absurdity in the world, to lose what you want to protect by the means of paying for Totally crazy. Well, I hope we have some callers today. Let's see. There's some stuff happening. Maybe we can get into the Australia and all this COVID stuff. Can you believe we're still kicking this COVID stuff around? I mean, I can't believe these people aren't arrested already and in federal penitentiaries all around the world. These people need to be arrested in every country in the world. Yeah, put in a rubber room or busting up rocks. I mean, this stuff, we've had enough of this. And you know, this actually should be the straw that broke the camel's back. We put up with a lot of lies and distortions and all of that all through the years. And now that they want to inject us with garbage to alter our DNA. And now we're seeing a lot of deaths from this stuff. If I was them, I would look to try to get to another planet while I still could. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The U.S. war on drugs is clearly a failure. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. war on drugs was declared by Nixon in 1971, and in 1971, the U.S. had 3.3 overdose deaths per 100,000 people. Last year, with over 100,000 people overdosing in the United States, that's 28 per 100,000 people. This year is expected to be even worse. Drug overdose is now the leading cause of death for Americans between 18 and 45 years old. I think it's safe to say our federal government has failed us again. In fact, the government is giving aid and comfort to the enemy of this war by relaxing laws, handing out crack pipes, and open borders. Maybe the $5 billion per month our government is spending on the war in Ukraine would be better spent by keeping our young people alive here at home. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pasham Parabellum.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I just wanted to say this one thing. You know, people, I've even had callers on here that say, and this is common in the church, believe it or not, they really don't believe that Christ has set up his kingdom on earth yet. They actually believe that that Satan runs this thing, and that Christ has no power in it, and it's not his kingdom, and this is all in the future. The whole thing is in the future. Well, even if you look at the Lord's Prayer, and I'm just going to read it to you right out of this book here. I have a program for this, and it's Matthew 6:10. Through 13. It says, quote, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Man, that's a done deal. That's a done deal. Whose kingdom? For thine. He owns the kingdom. What is the kingdom? It's the earth. It's the solar system. It's the Milky Way galaxy. It's the cosmos. That's the kingdom. Who's the power of it? God is the power of it, and his son. Jesus and God are one. And the glory? Amen. The glory is Jesus and God. That's the glory of this world. For how long? Forever. And we have the church hiding under the pews, going along to get along, every little old thing. Well, you know, we got to have those shots, you know, got to have some. Well, you know, I got to have those. Are y'all paying your taxes now? Are y'all renting your homes? You don't own anything. Make sure y'all are renting your homes. Oh, y'all collect taxes for illegal and unlawful taxes? Well, you're welcome here. Come right on in here. Oh, yeah, you give shots out that people don't need. You lie about all of this. You lie about everything. Come on in. Come on in. Just said, take a seat, you know. Holy moly, folks. The church is, what are we doing? The church has left the battlefield. They've given it up. They've given up the kingdom. They've relinquished it. These are the servants of Christ to completely, we're the stewards of his kingdom. He built a tower and put a hedge around it and put us in charge of it, gave us authority to rule it. And this is what we've done. Oh, no, well, this is not, no, Satan really runs all this. This is Satan's world right now. Haven't you read Revelations? It's all Satan. And he does all these bad things, and we can't stop him. We can't stop him at all. And it all just gets worse and worse and worse. It all falls down, and then Jesus comes back and rewards us for being great and faithful, powerful people. Wait a minute. You can't have all that both ways. Why would he reward us for taking care of his kingdom while he was away when we have done no such thing and denied that we even have authority on the earth to do anything in the protection of his kingdom and the creation of righteousness on the world? And we just left the battlefield and said, the devil owns it all. Let him have it, and we can't. And to show your great faith, do nothing. Do nothing until Jesus gets back, because that's the standard of modern day Christian faith. He that has enough faith to do nothing in the face of evil. I don't think so, neighbors. That's not the New Testament. That's not what I read on every page. Well, we got a caller, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Julie, that's some good perky song there. I like that. Yeah, I got to thank Julie because she does all the fill-in music here, and I like it all. Okay, well, we have a caller already, and I like that. And Gregory from California, how you doing?
Hello, Ron. I'm doing excellent. Although it's a little warm here and getting ready, it's just beautiful, splendid, gorgeous day.
Really? How hot is it? We got to know. We're in Texas, man. What's the temperature over there?
I'd be embarrassed to say. I'm walking up there right now to find out. Tell you in a stupid. Yeah, I was down in the chicken coop looking for a big stock pot.
Good. Party. Man, that's making me feel good already. I'm feeling cool. And do you have any eggs?
It's almost 90. It's pushing 90 right now. What, you're probably
almost
about 100.
Almost 90. Well, yeah. Let me see. What do I got here? Let me check this real quickie here. Let's see what I got. Okay. I've got 101.
Oh, so, boy.
A little hotter here.
Well, and it cools off nice here at night, whereas I don't know what part of Texas you're in, but, man, I found it extremely stifling in some areas. And when I lived in Oklahoma, that was the most brutal weather I ever had to suffer through.
Well, yesterday here it was 106. This is around San Antonio. And with the heat index, it was like 109. I was driving my car yesterday, and my car said it was 109. So that's pretty hot, man. I'm telling you.
Is it humid?
And there was no breeze. There was no breeze here yesterday either. Not a breath.
Where are you at?
It was just near San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's going to be a real humid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would
think. Well, it's not like in Houston. Boy, you talk about humidity. I lived there for years, and it'd get hot and then humid. It would feel like there was a wet towel over your face, you know, almost like waterboarding. It was horrible, man. But we don't have it like that here. But whew.
Oh, it's drier here. That's what makes it so more pleasant,
tolerable. Yeah.
That dry heat is a lot better than that humid heat. Well, the humidity intensifies everything, right? Like the cold.
That's
true. If it gets 32 degrees or just 33 degrees here, and it's humid in the winter, and intensifies the cold. Whereas back out in Oklahoma, it was dry cold, and it'd be below zero, and it didn't feel as bad or as intense.
Exactly right. Well, Julie just reported that it's 104 right now in Austin. It was 109 yesterday in Austin. And on Sunday, it says 110 Sunday. So anyway, that's brutal.
Well, it's like up in Reno or Redding where my sister lives. That is really hot. They get up 106 all the time. They're used to it.
Oh, man. That's
frankly, I'm trying to stay away from that kind of poopy. It's not that fun.
Well, what else is on your mind, Gregory? I kind of took it up with all the temperature. But
what's not on my mind these days? I mean, we've got so much poopy going on, but talking about Constitution and all that happy stuff, I'm leaning more toward Mark Passio and his anarchy. I'm trying to become an anarchist, you know, which basically means no rulers, except for I do realize that there is rule, the rule of natural law or Christian law, which are parallel, just different word soundings, I believe.
Yes, but, Gregory, I want to warn you about something about that, which is kind of tough. And I want to give a definition that to anarchy, that anarchists, really committed anarchists, do not like at all. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Anarchy is the absence. Now get this. Anarchy is the absence of lawful government, not the absence of all government of any kind, of any kind of ruler. And that's what they like to say. Anarchists like to say that anarchy is the absence of any semblance of government at all. Let me describe anarchy. Actually, anarchy is where no government in operation around you has authority. And you have all these different factions that are scrubbing around, doing things, taking your stuff, that are unauthorized and illegal and unlawful. Well, actually, that's a state of anarchy. It's because there's no authorized real government in place. So, you could have several of these overlapping each other, and that's what we have in America. So if you like anarchy, you should like what you're in right now, because that is anarchy.
Well,
it's where no government here has authority.
What's your definition of government?
Government is essentially lawful. It's lawful government. It's authorized, and it protects the property of every individual consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions, and that's the end of it. It's that whole purpose. It's one singular purpose of protecting life, liberty, and property and possessions of each individual, and it is conformed to its constitution that created it. So that's what lawful government is. That's what it is. But
that's your definition of it. In fact, if you look up the word, govern means to control, mint means mind. So it's mind control. That's the Latin derivative of it. I've been listening to Mark Passio quite a bit, and he's making too much sense for me to ignore. And it's one of our problems on this beautiful planet is, I've always said that we're living in the land of Babel. Although we speak the same language, we all have different definitions for the words. And so what's the difference?
Well, let me explain one other thing about anarchy that most of these guys don't like to mess with. And that is that obtaining a true state of anarchy that they describe is not possible. Where there's no organization whatsoever in it. And besides, people protect their property by combinations. That's how they do it. We're not like animals. We don't live like animals. We just depend on our teeth and our claws, and we hope to be stronger than the next guy that comes along. Civilized human beings create organizations with a unified purpose of protecting each other's property. That way they can be strong in order to defend the weak person's property from a bigger and more powerful entity. And so governments form naturally because it's the defense of property is what they're all about. But they have to be lawful. They can't be unlawful. And the mistake that anarchists make is that, oh, this government is doing bad. It is doing unlawful things. Therefore, government does unlawful things. It must.
It sure does. It sure has been ever since I've been alive.
No. Lawful government, there's nothing that says lawful government has to do bad things. It's just the other way around. But what they do is, because they've had a bad experience with tyranny, they're calling tyranny government. That's their mistake. You can't call tyranny government. You have to call tyranny tyranny, because that's what it is. It's unlawful. It's the exercise of power without authority. That's what tyranny is. So when you look out here at all this bad stuff going on, you don't say, look what government is doing. You say, look what tyranny is doing. And there's only one defense against tyranny. It's lawful government. It's not anarchy, because anarchy can't even defend itself in the nature they describe it.
Well, that's the way you define it. And I think what we're living in right now is total, complete chaos. Anarchy is the antithesis of chaos, as far as I'm concerned. And as long
well, Gregory,
as
let me just say this:
the ruler of the universe that created all this has laid out all the rules necessary for us to live in harmony with the planet on this plane. What
but
we're doing now,
some people don't
as
do
a people,
that.
Is killing off all the life on this planet.
I got it. But let me say this, Gregory, because I'm going to have to leave you. I got some other callers. I'd like to try to get them. But just think about those as you're. And I'm just saying, go ahead and study that stuff. But remember what I said. And if you want to read a good book on it, that is, or at least that would challenge some of their thinking, is the Second Treatise of Government, what government truly is. So,
who wrote it?
John Locke, 1689. But anyway, just think about that and, come back on, whenever you want, and we'll discuss it some more. But anyway, I got to leave you right now because I got some other calls.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Gregory. Okay. John from Colorado, how you doing? Uh-oh, he dropped off. Randolph, South Dakota, you with us? Randolph?
Yeah. Hi, Ron.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just calling to let the other callers know I made a donation a couple weeks ago, and I challenged all the callers to make a donation and pick like four of their favorite hosts and or their favorite guys like you and make a donation and put some money towards all four of them, and then we'll see who's the best on RBN. But I picked you, and you're at the top of my list, so keep up the good work.
Hey, well, thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thanks.
I just thought that'd be a good idea, challenge people and get some money coming.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You're doing
I appreciate that.
You're good. I listen to all your shows, and I think you're doing a good job. And I'll just let you go from there. I gotta go do some hay in here. It's time to put up hay here in South Dakota. So,
fantastic. Okay. Well, very good. You have fun doing that, man. I wouldn't mind doing that today either. Okay. Thanks.
You have a good rest of your day. Goodbye.
You bet. And thanks for raising some money for us. I really appreciate that. Okay, well, how interesting is that? Raising money for trying to get others to raise funds for republicbroadcasting.org. I love it. And I, too, need to be thinking more about this fundraiser we want to have. Oh, I see John from Colorado's back. Great, we'll take him right now. How are you, John?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good.
Me off there. But anyway, I was just going to reply. Remember, listening to you last week, you were talking about writing a new constitution.
Yes.
And that was a fine idea. I think people think you're going to rewrite it. You don't have to rewrite it completely. I think there's stuff you can keep, like the basics, and then change things around what I think they get in there, and people have written since then, or they claim it's good for this. Now, you start out, you do the 10... I forget what it is.
Well, I know what you're talking about, John, and that's what I was actually advocating. I don't mean sit down and let's not have it look or resemble anything we've had or seen before. No, we would use the U.S. Constitution as a pattern to work on, and then to elaborate and to put in extra provisions where we've known that they were weak and where we've been taken advantage of,
Well, yeah, Ron, that's what I mean. I think the Bill of Rights, the first thing, you start with those. But all these other things, like down the line, they did the 14th Amendment, all that stuff that was, added. I remember they were talking years ago about these, let's do a constitutional convention, clean it up and that, and said, these guys were saying, oh, it's not going to be compromised or anything. Well, no, I believe that, somebody starts that. It's very easy to do. But you get some people in there, like the basic fathers that did that. Just take a look at it. But it's right. You maybe keep it down, like not add all these other things after many, many years, like the income tax, freeing the slaves and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, that's it's how they've interpreted it and perverted it that's produced this mess. And the idea of all this having a constitutional convention and that kind of stuff. It all works through the dissolved government in place. So you're breaking your rules just to start with. You're trying to go through a dissolved government to create a new lawful one, which is basically impossible.
Yeah, Ron, and also what you do, you make them stick to what they did. Basically, like the coining money, that's reserved for Congress. It always is, and that's always been co-opted by the bankers and the private money lenders. And, you know, that's why you're in the shape we're in today with the economy and everything. They just did not
John,
do their duty.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
If you believe, won't you please raise your hand? Let's hear your voices, let us know where you stand. Don't shout from the shadows, cause I want me to down. Now more than ever. Now more than ever, the world needs love. Not just a slogan, but the world needs love. Now more than ever, I can't stand alone. Now more than ever.
Julie. All right, John, thanks for staying with us. Anything or you'd like to say before we close out the show?
Let me just finish up, Ron. You know, we're talking about, you make this constitute, you hold them like coinage of money to Congress. You hold that, you hold Congress and anything they do to their job they're supposed to do and don't give it out to somebody else, or they should be removed from office. And the public
absolutely
should be right in part of that. And I'll do a quick thing about religion. Same thing. That's all doing. I was reading a book by one of the, Donald Jeffries writes for American Free Press. He wrote about bullyocracy. All the
yes
types of bullying all over the place. And it's in an eye-opening book if you ever want to, or anybody wants to read it. There was talking about these anti-bullying people running these sites and all that. And this guy, these guys were just cursing Christianity, Jesus, and all that stuff, and calling all
yes
the expletives. And I just wonder, what are these people? You know, this one, God, when are you going to strike these people down like in the old Bible? So anyway, that's
yes
on me. You have a nice week, Ron. We'll talk to you later.
All right, John. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it. Okay. Well, that's kind of it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm glad I had some callers here today, too. But I really am moved by this idea that this is just constantly on my mind now, is that we do have the battle actually on Earth is between two different worldviews. One is the Antichrist worldview, which thinks that there is no God and that they control everything, even planetary action. And that they can do anything with the people, that we have a right, or that some people have a right to alter even the nature of the human being. And they don't. And the other worldview is that God has sent his son, and he has become the king and sits in the throne over all of it. And his church is his body on earth to protect the earth for God. And that we have authority to resist evil like this. And a church that doesn't do that is not doing its job on earth. It's not being a servant of Christ and the Father. So anyway, with that, I'm going to leave it. Thank you very much. See you Thursday.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.